What do you wear when you go to church? Are you one of those? I'm a little bit old school. I'm a little bit conservative. My mother-in-law teases me all the time because she says, you know, I'm conservative. So I will more likely than not dress up when I go to church. And my theory is when you are not in church and you go out somewhere, you usually try to do your best. Nobody says, hey, I'm coming to the Battery. I'm going to put on the raggediest shirt that I have. Hey, I'm going out to eat with some friends. I'm going to put on the worst pair of pants and the worst shoes or some all right shoes. You usually put on your best when you're out. So when you go in to get some learning and some spiritual nourishment, my opinion is if you clean it up for everybody else, why don't you clean it up in there?
See, home team, you're an extremist, man. You go from one side to the other
side. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's a great opinion, but you went from you usually dress up, and if you go to the Battery somewhere or you go out,
yeah. You
don't go raggedy. See,
right.
It doesn't mean if you come to church and you don't wear a suit or you don't wear a tie
okay. Without
a coat that you're raggedy. What about the young millennials or even under 30 that you want to say you want Air Force Ones, brand new, out of the bag, cargo pants, khaki pants, and then you have a white tee on, and that's not raggedy.
That might be your best.
Well, that's how you want to go to church.
But that might be your best. Sometimes that might be your best.
No, you might clean up to do that. What happens if you get a guy that gets a nice old, you know, nice outfit that's a shorts and a collared shirt and they have the shirt out of the pants and sneakers on? That might be their cool style. That's what they say when you come as you are at church, and you have to be presentable. I'm just talking about presentable. All your body parts covered, so to speak.
Well, that gets to my next question, because I don't know if you saw this lady. It begged the question, should there be a dress code? You know, look, when you're trying to save souls, you should come and take people as they are. But should there be a dress code when you are reading from the book?
1 second before we get into that, because you're dressed very dapper today. Will you go to church like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I usually put on a tie.
But I'm saying like that.
Yeah, I have on trousers. I have on a dress shirt. I don't have on a tie today, but yeah, I would usually put on a suit or a sport coat.
I know. But what I'm saying, would you go like that, like you are now?
No, I would have a jacket on.
Dude.
I'm underdressed.
Dude.
I'd have a jacket on.
Oh, goodness.
The Lord has been good to me.
I know. I'm gonna
and
take
he's provided
picture.
Me with some information.
I would take a picture
on where to get some
out.
Sales. And so I took advantage of the sales, I have a decent amount of suits, and I should be presentable.
Oh, you are presentable now, man. You look very good.
Do better than this.
Oh, okay.
So I'll choose to do better on Sunday.
You know what? I grew up the same way that you're talking about now. But now, as I've gone along from my church, from where I grew up at, there are dress-down days where you come and just, you know, a polo shirt, or come out like you're going to school for the young guys.
But I told you, my mother-in-law says I dress like I'm 65 anyway.
Boy, so I got you.
A lot of people just go with their trousers and their shirt. Me, I put a jacket on.
Nothing
I probably put
that.
On a tie.
That's your dad in you.
Probably. A lot of that is rubbing off. The reason I ask all of these questions is because I don't know if you saw this ample-breasted woman who was wearing a cleavage-bearing crop top. She also had on a thong.
Yep.
While she was reading from the book.
And look, she had the camera zoomed in, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's the camera or she zoomed in on the cameras, because, you know, you might have been going to hear from the book of Corinthians and you would have been hearing from the book of cleavage. She was clearly ample in the chest region, and she was on her social media reading from the book with her bosom exposed is a little bit too far, but it was clearly not covered up, sitting in a thong reading the Bible. Is this a problem?
Ah, boy, who's she trying to reach?
Anybody who can listen.
No, she can't be reaching. No, she can't be trying to reach anybody who will listen, because the masses will quickly just scum over her.
Well,
whatever
be,
her message is.
You're going to be distracted.
Well, you're going to be distracted. Check this out, home team. She probably got a lot of views.
She
do
did.
Do you think she got a lot of views?
Let me see where it is
do
now.
Do you think she got a lot of views for what she was saying or reading?
It's hard for me to decide.
No, it was because of how she was looking and what she presented out there. So what? Eye candy, so to speak. And that's somewhat, boy.
There were a lot of amens in the comment section.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because of what she was saying.
Well, you
or...
can just assume it, man. I'm falling short of calling this perverted. This is perversion.
Okay.
This is perversion.
But see, it kind of gets to the theme where I am, that you know, you need to come in, and when you're trying to be serious, present yourself seriously. I don't know how much she can get through when people are distracted with her cleavage. I mean, her cleavage is almost off the screen.
It's distracting.
And I don't know if this is a bad term or a term of endearment. I have been told that some women like it, the word thick. She looks like she's a thick woman. Some women, I don't know if they take offense to that.
You said you've been told?
Some women like it. Some women, I don't know if they like it or not. I've been told some women like it. She's a little thick and her cleavage is exposed.
Well, you're very good with your wording.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, boy, you're very good.
So my question is this wrong? Is she going to miss people because she's hitting them with some other things?
This is my opinion. If she can reach one, she's done a good job.
You know what?
Just one. And that would not be my route that I would advise anybody. And if somebody came and brought this to me as far as what do you think? Should I go ahead and do it? I would say no. But if she's going to reach one, two, three, and her intent is to bring them closer to the good man, the big man, Jesus, and our Heavenly Father, more power to her, man. I wouldn't advise this.
I think she's being serious watching the video. I think there's something going on here, a little something going on. I don't know what it could be. There's a little something going on. You're right. There's nothing little there. The flower on her ear is little.
Hey, explain yourself when you say you think she's being serious.
Well, you know, you can tell if she was just playing around or.
Well, why would she do it, though, home team? Can you just put yourself in her shoes for a second?
Yeah, you asking me to speculate.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah, you're right.
why would she put it on a shirt?
Attention. If you have 350 million people in this country and everybody was reading scripture, how would that differentiate from one another? If she's the only one in a camouflaged crop top with her cleavage and her cups running over because they are doing that, she's going to get attention.
Hey, no. Home team. Okay, I've got the answer to this one. What is her heading?
I have to go to her original because the site that I saw it on, it just says big-breasted woman in thong preaches about the Bible. That's an attention grabber.
Okay, so here's my
thought. You've already drawn me in.
There you go. So here's my thought. That's how she's going to reach it. That's how she's going to try to reach you. That's how she's going to try to have people stop on her page and listen to the word.
Shouldn't your mind be clear, though?
What do you mean?
I'm not going to hear everything she's saying. If she keeps wearing this every
week. That's the whole point. If she's up there 5 minutes and you don't hear everything but the thing that you hear and that clicks to you, maybe you can use it.
Okay.
Maybe you can use it. I wouldn't use that strategy, home team. I wouldn't use that strategy. But again, everybody stopped. I can't say not everybody, but the majority of people stopped because of what she was wearing. But I don't know if they continue to hear her message.
Now, you seem to be a little liberal in how people can dress and come to church. Now, if the pastor is wearing a crop top with her anatomy coming out, what's the congregation and the choir going to be wearing?
I don't know if they have a congregation or a choir.
Well, no, she's in a room by herself. Looks like an apartment. It looks like she's sitting on her
pastor, bed. What if your pastor does not come out on a given Sunday with a suit on?
I don't have a problem with
that. Okay, yeah. That's where I'm at now.
I've been to churches. You know, everybody's kind of loosening up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I've never been to a church, even when there's been a woman pastor, and seen any woman dressed like this lady.
I quickly go back to support group. Who does she ask if this is okay? Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, she took it upon herself. I don't think she conferred with anybody.
Nobody?
Because somebody would say, you know, let's just, you know, she can't help how she's built. She's been blessed. So, but you don't have to have it all falling out.
I wonder what scripture she came from.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see what she read. Well, maybe in the break we'll see.
She made mention of the book of John.
Okay. John. All right. Jesus was still alive in John. We had some things in red in the book of John.
I think when people go to see this, I'll tweet it out. When people go and see this, they're going to be distracted from the word.
Don't make sure you put that in a, what is it, not safe for work disclosure?
Well, no, it's not, this is not dirty, but it is certainly suggestive.
Unbecoming of the church?
Now I got to be judgy.
I don't be judgy.
She's not in church. She's in her apartment. Can she not read from the scripture from her apartment and put it out on social media with a crop top on and a thong?
She wouldn't get any likes.
Yeah. Well, she's got 400. She has more likes than I have on the last Twitter post I put out. I don't have 400,000 views.
But don't resort to that tactic.
No, I don't think you have a problem with me with a crop top and thong
You're
on
not
talking about
get
anything.
The same result. No offense.
That'd be on the way to the nut house. It's a medication and locked up in a room with padded walls.